Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
They should play it at funerals.
It's fucking great, baby boy. Oh.
He was being raped during the these years, deeply and passionately.
Possibly castrated.
Yeah. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. It's a Monday morning. Welcome, baby boys. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. Starting off the week right, international superstar Zach D'Amico is here, as always.
Feeling good.
It's a good day.
Yeah.
It's a nice week. It was a little crisp, a little chilly over the weekend, but seems to have warmed up a little bit, put everyone in a little bit of a nicer mood, which is nice. I just got back from a beautiful celebrity wedding that I can't talk about.
Right.
Because it was, you know, in the moment. No pictures were allowed to be taken.
Oh, I love that.
It was fucking, you know, and to be honest with you, you guys are fucking peasants that weren't invited.
Whoops.
So, you know, if my celebrity friends wanted you to know about that wedding, they would have invited you to be there.
I mean, I knew about the wedding, but, you know.
You don't know about the magical happenings.
No, I don't.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going
to
be.
I'd like to.
Yeah. Wouldn't you all? Wouldn't you all?
Still yes.
Incredible show plan today. You know that voice. That is the one and only Mike Feeney.
Hey.
The Irish Goodbye Podcast is back on the show. You know, wearing thin on my patience. Mike Feeney doesn't really respect me when he comes into the show.
Wearing thin on my patience.
He sort of really disrespects me every time. And we're going to see how much longer we're going to have him as a guest on the show. Also, back in studio, very happy to have back. It's been a couple weeks, but Colm Terrell, the Irish Bandit. I just named you.
The Irish Bandit. I used to go by that.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I did a little bit of research into your past.
Nice. A Wikipedia page?
Yeah. And then now you're like, wow, dude, this guy fucking knows what's up.
Research. That's the what Irish. Everyone says about Lewis.
Yeah,
the Carlos Mencia of Ireland, the Irish Bandit.
The Irish Bandit. It's not bad, Zach. Look, great show planned today. We have a lot to talk about. You know, should we just get it? No, you know, I'm going to save the plug, Shannon. I think I'm changing the format, Shannon. I just do the plugs whenever I want. I'm going to throw them out randomly. At one point, just boom, plugs. People are like, holy shit, we're in the middle of the plugs.
Big Dogs Podcast.
Irish
Goodbye Podcast.
Irish Goodbye Podcast.
It's not plug
time. I am Mike Feeney. What?
It's not plug time.
Okay.
Sorry, boys.
I thought that's what you meant.
Sorry.
Take initiative.
Look, we have a lot to talk about today. What is it? Shannon, what are we up against today? Did you look that up? You just stopped caring, huh? Years ago.
No, I stopped looking it up when you stopped asking me for it.
Yeah. Well, you should always be fucking prepared, Shannon. I might come back with a fucking 7-year-old bit at any given moment.
What are you, headlining?
With
my hat on, I may.
You fucking piece of shit.
I got one. In 1984... Nicaragua.
Whoa!
Shannon! Wow!
Talking about an ex-boyfriend here.
Wow, was that? We really are rubbing off on Shannon.
It's 11 in the morning.
Yeah. It's okay. It was a mistake. No need for apologies.
Go ahead, Shannon.
Held their first free elections in 56 years.
Wow.
That's what we're up against.
You think you just have to pay to vote in Nicaragua before that? That's interesting.
I didn't know they were so thirsty.
Yeah, it's a lot.
You had to pay to vote?
No, so, I think yeah. I don't know. I think free election means that like it's the first democratic real deal.
Yeah.
You know, elections. That's fun. Good for them.
I haven't heard of anything happening out of Nicaragua.
Yeah, what's been going on? What's the biggest news out of Nicaragua to date? I mean, nobody knows.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't think I could point Nicaragua out on a map.
All right, pull up a map.
They all look alike.
Hold on. Pull up a map of...
Get two Nicaraguas up there.
South America?
Central
America? Something below the United States.
Pull up a map of whatever area that world is and see if we can figure out which one Nicaragua is.
Nate's having a hard time finding it.
Fuck. I bet it's Central America sounds right.
Yeah. South. No, I think it's South America.
It's near Panama or one of those. Shitholes, is it? It's like not far.
Well, I said South America, but now I lost confidence in it. Now I'm thinking Central America.
I have no idea. I don't know the difference.
No, it's up there.
Yeah, this is a segment called Zach and Lewis Find Out Where Their Drugs Come From.
Well, the Central America is where like Costa Rica and all that other shit is, but then there's, you know, South America is Brazil and Argentina.
I don't know shit about Nicaragua, baby. Chile. But, you know, fuck it. Fuck it. You know, I mean, I don't even know.
What about Ecuador? Is it near Ecuador?
The equator?
No.
One of those countries?
All right, so it is Central America. So we're first steps. Nicaragua. Which one do you guys think it is?
I'm saying the dark top dark green, the green one up the top.
That's literally what I was going to choose, column. Well, you know as what? Well.
So that means it's wrong.
I think it's the green one, the top green one.
The top green one sounds small and ripe. I'm going to just for sake of argument go with the top orange.
Oh yeah.
I'm going yellow.
What do we
Which
got?
One is it? Which one is it? The yellow. It was huge.
It was the yellow one.
It was a massive color. Oh, no.
It was the orange.
We got confused when they changed the color. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have no idea.
What was the other ones? Can we click on just what that is for a sec? Because I want to see what you
we
guys
need to help
was.
Nicaragua.
No,
we should do some sort of fundraiser for.
Oh, that was El Salvador, is what you guys guessed.
Oh yeah,
and Honduras. And what did I guess? Belize. Oh, I would have never guessed that was
Nicaragua. Belize.
I thought Belize was
Nicaragua. Belize. Come on.
Pretty good.
We're in here. It's close, but it's not offensive.
He's giving you a drop.
Nicaragua Belize? That's fucking hilarious.
That's the name of the episode
for sure. It's one of the best jokes that's been told on podcasting in the history of podcasting.
Yeah.
Yeah, by the way, I just celebrated my 10-year podcast anniversary the other day.
Fuck yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Pathetic, I know.
No, your question.
No, it's what's insane is that you've made this a source of income.
Yeah. What's insane is that Joe Rogan was sitting in that fucking chair the other day.
I know. He texted me. He said he had a great time.
You should lower it.
Oh, yeah. Why is it so? I'm wondering why I'm so tall.
He's sitting on three dictionaries.
Yeah.
Got to make airplane noises while I feed you.
Yeah, that was a cool thing. Like, it is stupid to fucking say, but I, you know, like, literally a decade ago, I was fucking speaking into a little MP3 recorder with... I mean, 10 people a week listening to this dumb podcast. Not this one. It was a different one, but it was hammer fisting. And then a decade later, one of the biggest podcasters in the world is hitting me up to use my studio because we've created such a beautiful...
How about
beautiful...
this? 3 years ago, you were recording out of a second bedroom in Ralph's apartment. Yeah. And this place was a tile shithole.
2 years ago, I was a drug addict and I was basically suicidal.
Last night, I raped a girl. Come on, you come so far.
Rape!
Oh, shit.
Rape!
I didn't know it was...
Rape! On the first fucking date!
That button's gonna get worn down.
Yeah, I have questions.
Just a crack
that.
In your screen.
Ah, yeah. Shit. This is gonna be a fucking really fun show today. I'm gonna tell you right now.
Speaking of rape, you've got a new look since I've seen you.
Have you not seen this new look?
No.
By the way, this is, you know, it's at this point it's old news, but it's, you know, the ladies are liking it.
The knit cap made a whole new thing of it.
Oh yeah, I literally look like I'm a cat burglar.
Yeah, you look like you're planning a shitty heist.
Shit. Here we go. Hold on.
Oh yeah, you look like you should be in the van hacking the mainframe.
He's the guy with like his ear to the safe.
Can I have a cigarette? I need to have a cigarette. I'm like, hello, my name is.
I think you should hold the cigarette up here. Inside the cap.
Yeah.
Fuck. I am from France.
France?
From Paris.
That's not the.
No.
I was, no, that's not the look.
Yes, it is. I'm from Paris.
Is that what you think you're looking like?
Is it Parisian?
Eiffel Tower.
Yes, cigarette. A faggot, as they say in England. I love smoking the faggots in my mouth.
In your mouth?
My mouth is very dry. Ah, thank you. This is the music that I like. I love this music.
Oh, the flinch section.
Can we do the entire we do the entire podcast in a French accent?
French people drop. Will tune out.
I just realized how good I am at this French accent. I am so good at this. I never realized.
Oui.
Oui.
It's not bad.
Oui.
Not
bad. Je m'appelle...
Je ne sais quoi.
Jacques.
Louis Jacques
Gomez.
Louis Jacques.
Louis
Jacques Gomez.
Gruyere. How do you say Gruyere cheese? Gruyere. How do you say that word?
Gruyere.
Gruyere. So yeah. I said it right.
Yeah.
Gruyere.
Yeah, not bad.
Some ergot vert.
Escargot.
Escargot. Fuck up, Phoenix. It's a great show. It's the best show in the world.
I didn't say anything.
It. Characters, a bitch.
I didn't say one word. Characters. I not only did that, I yes ended and added accents with you and told you how to say Gruyere.
Gruyere. <Yeah. laughs> Honestly, I could really be any ethnicity. Good. Give me another type of music and I'll do that accent.
Nicaragua.
Booga, 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 booga.
Help, I can't swim.
I have no idea what they are. I just assume they're fucking mud people.
Help, I can't swim.
I assume.
This is the Nicaraguan national anthem.
This is the Nicaraguan national anthem?
1984. They got the
couldn't afford instruments.
I would not have guessed it with this. With this,
I would have thought.
I would have guessed some flamenco.
Yeah, some fucking drums.
Yeah, but they're Spanish, they're not.
I don't know, dude. That's what I was doing just now. I was doing Spanish.
Oh, was it?
Okay. What did you hear? Because I was. Doing
I thought it was like an African drum beat.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It's a French drum.
What other sound effects can you do? You're
I'm pretty good,
crushing
I'm
this today.
I'm sort of a good character guy. I do characters and sound effects.
Yeah?
Okay, tell me a sound effect to do. Give me any sound effect.
Give us a fridge opening.
Oh. Opening into the vortex of space? Is that what
he got sucked out of a plane?
Help, we're all dying! He's got me trapped in here.
Wait. Do the sound effect of somebody turning off a podcast.
Zach, do not fuck with me. Ah, Louis Jacques.
Plus 15.
What? Oh, you think they're fast forwarding through my podcast? True to life. Do you think people fast forward through this shit? Are you crazy, dude? they're ride or die. The fans of this podcast are fucking 573 Gasline. Do you fast forward through my podcast? Let me know. What's going on?
To what as well? Like, you know?
Yeah, seriously, dude.
Well, you can't ask the live listeners that.
Yeah,
they don't have a choice. They're like, can we? Can we have that function in the now defunct app?
Do you have a problem with the app being defunct?
No, I never had a problem with the app. The app was on my phone, and anytime I tried to use it, worked. But I also have an iPhone, so I guess that if you're an Android user,
there was a lot of issues. It's not even just that; it is the maintenance and
continue. Sounds expensive.
It's fucking crazy. We stopped being able to invest into other areas of the business because we were trying to build this fucking app, and it just wasn't worth it. I would rather make the website great, RSS feeds work, have the content available where it's supposed to be, when it's supposed to be. The problem is when you do an app, like YouTube, if they have an issue with their app, and YouTube's gone down. We've seen Instagram go down. People freak out, right? In an hour, Instagram's down. Well, they have fucking 30,000 coders on staff that are working minute by minute to make it go back up, right? When we have an issue, we have to contact a fucking company overseas that we've partnered with that's working for us. And for an after a video stream
labor camp in India.
For
get your shit together.
Should look up the labor. You in fucking Nicaragua. Got it.
Slave labor camp outside the window.
Yeah, but behind the glass. Yes.
A lot of the app ain't working.
Gas Digital's gonna have like nets so that the fucking interns can't jump out and kill themselves. Yeah. Anymore.
That's why it's a basement. That's why it's a basement.
Yeah, but I mean, the reality is it was eating up all of our resources, and we're starting then the app. Even if it goes down twice a week, three times a week for a few hours, we're like, oh, well, it's up most of the time. For people that are used to using an app for video streaming, that is a fucking eternity. And people are being judged on this app versus being judged on the amazing content we produce. And, you know, we do a great job with these amazing shows. So our resources are going to maintaining the website, you know, making sure that experience is smoother, making sure we can keep on developing more shows. So, yeah, we did officially take the app down. We're no longer developing the app right now. In the future, we'll see what happens. If we continue to grow the subscriber base and we continue to, you know, do the amazing things that we're doing, I'm sure at one point we will start developing an app again. But for the time being, it just was not worth it. Thanks, Feeney, for all making right. It serious. I was
deleting
doing French accent.
Deleting it from my phone.
Delete
right
it from
now.
Your phone right now, doggy.
Watch au revoir. This.
Delete app.
Au revoir.
Yeah.
GDN. Gone.
Oh. What if we also went, we just disappeared?
A lightning bolt came down.
Wow. That was interesting. All right. Let's take a quick moment and talk about Ridge Wallet, which I love. So happy to have Ridge Wallet back on the show. I've had a Ridge Wallet for a while now, and I love it. It has changed the way that I even think about wallets. All right, what do we always think about with the wallet, right? Big, fat, gross, ugly piece of leather. It's got receipts, gum wrappers, business cards, things that you never even look at, right?
Pictures of your son.
Yeah, you go into your wallet, and it's like a museum of horseshit that nobody really cares about, okay? And the Ridge Wallet has changed the game, okay? Because it is a minimalist front pocket wallet, okay? It is really small, really slick, very futuristic. It's two metal plates bound together by a durable elastic band. It looks nothing like a traditional wallet. It's made out of titanium, carbon fiber, and aluminum options, so there's options for everybody. Really cool. Really, if you let me tell you something, when you pull out this wallet in front of a chick, or if you're on a date, or whatever it is, it catches people's eyes. And to be honest with you, it made me stop cluttering up my pockets in my wallet. I literally keep a credit card, my ATM card, my Metro card, and my ID in my Ridge Wallet. That's it. There's four cards in it, and that's it. And I don't know. I just feel a little bit more put together. It's almost like when you clean out a drawer in your bedroom, and you're like, this is nice. I don't have stuff all over the place right now. It's sort of cleaning out your pockets. That's the way that I like to think of it.
Plus, me and Lewis, no stranger to tight pants.
Exactly.
Our thighs are ever expanding, and the more room we can sneak in there, the better. Thanks, Ridge Wallet.
They have over 30,000 five-star reviews. Reviews, and it is a way better way to carry your cash and your cards. And right now, okay, right now, if you go to ridge.com, RIDGE.com/RAP, and use the code RAP, RAP, for 10% off your entire order. This is a great holiday gift. This is a great Christmas gift. If you got a boyfriend, friend, whatever it is, your uncle, your brother, your best friend, your son, that's looking for something cool and unique for Christmas, this is a great gift for the holidays. Ridge.com, use the promo code RAP, ridge.com/RAP. Use that promo code RAP and get yourself a Ridge Wallet today. All right, where were we? Before we get into the show, don't fucking touch my ball, doggy. Don't touch my ball.
Stuff in there.
That was sweet. Candy. Yeah.
I was hoping.
Let's get some plugs. Let's rock and roll on these plugs, baby boy. Calm Terrell.
Big Dogs Podcast, out every single Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts. And you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter, at Colm Terrell, where I sort of post whatever fucking shit shows I have coming up. So,
hell yes.
Hell yeah.
That's it. Big Fiend Dogs
Dog.
Podcast.
Oh, motherfucker. Besides listening to Irish Goodbye Podcast, I would love it if you guys checked out my debut album, Rage Against the Routine, that comes out tomorrow, Tuesday, November 5th. If you're listening live, you can pre-order it right now on any of my social media at I Am Mike Feeney, and you can get the link. And it's coming out everywhere Tuesday. Please check that out. Buy it, spread it around. And Wednesday, we're doing a live release party at The Stand, 10 p.m. To kick it off, part of the New York Comedy Festival. The lineup's crazy. It's got Bobby Kelly, Rich Voss, fucking Joe Mackey, Sam Morril. It's
weird that you wouldn't ask me.
It's at, you're at Uncle Vinny's. I actually had to cancel with you so that I could do this.
Sure, damn it.
But it's killer. So guys, please check that out and spread it around, and thank you.
Zach Amico.
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. every Friday at midnight. Comics watching horror movies and talking shit. And Capital Wrestling returns to Hoboken this Friday, November the 8th. Come check it out. Amico Cannonball 2 I Quit match. It's going to be brutal.
Fuck yeah, doggies. A lot of stuff coming up, guys. I am on tour. If you guys want to check out my dates, Luis J. Gomez presents LuisJGomez.com is the easiest way to get all of the latest up-to-date tour dates. This week, coming up the 6th or the 9th, I will be at Uncle Vinny's in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. November 22nd, White Plains Comedy Show, White Plains Comedy Club. And then me and Metzger are officially kicking off the Luis J. Gomez, Kurt Metzger, This Should End Well tour. Kalamazoo, Michigan on December 5th. Detroit, Michigan on the 6th and the 7th. I'll be without Metzger at Bananas Comedy Club in Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey on the 13th and 14th of December. New Year's Eve with the Legion of Skanks Live. Metzger's on that as well. Comedy Store. We're going to be announcing lineups and more. Live podcast and stand-up show with a live champagne toast at midnight. Celebrate the New Year's... shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up, Feeny. I'm good. I'm good at talking. Celebrate the New Year with the Legion of Skanks at the Comedy Store in Los Angeles. Make sure you guys do that. Tickets are officially on sale now. Then me and Metzger are back out on the road. American Comedy Company in San Diego on January 2nd through 4th. Punchline Philly on January 17th and 18th and 19th. Laugh Boston the 23rd, 24th, 25th. And many, many more dates coming up. Okay, me and Metzger are really touring right up until Skankfest. Skankfest South pre-sale sold out in record time. Record time. We released more tickets. We released 20% more pre-sale tickets. We sold out in about a little less than 2 days. A little less than we did last year. The lineup is really coming together. The shit that we can announce is already incredible. The shit we can announce is going to blow your fucking minds. If you miss Skankfest in Houston this year, you're a fucking idiot. You are a dumb idiot, okay? Skankfest.net is the website. December 9th is the general sale. We are announcing a lot of the lineup on December 9th. We're going to be releasing all access passes as well as individual single day passes. Houston, Texas, March 27th to 29th. Skankfest South is coming, baby boy. Skankfest.net is the website to grab your tickets. And guys, go to our iTunes, leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review. Every month we give away one piece of merch, which you could buy all of our merch at podcastmerch.com. But one reviewer every month we give a free piece of merch to, and we're going to do that right now. Good or bad, you don't got to leave a good review. Flores BP. Flores BP. What if it was Jake Flores?
Their review is Rap for Rads, and it says, unapologetic and real would describe my addiction to this show. 5 stars.
Fuck yeah, baby boy. I love it. Thank you, Flores BP. You get a free piece of merch, t-shirt, or a mug. Go to podcastmerch.com. Pick it out and hit Shannon up. And Shannon also, if you hit her up and ask her nicely, she might just...
Now show them them
teeth. Thanks, Shannon. All right. That was nice.
Nice.
Good little plug segment.
That's a
right
great
there.
Toy you got going,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. I took it over because these guys have terrible timing and they're not like, they're okay producers, but they're in the learning process still.
Yeah. You recording any of your stuff? What are you doing? You doing another special?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
No?
Yeah. I need another 10 years.
What? No.
No, at least three. I'd say every 3 to 4 years you should do an album or a special.
Yeah.
Any more than that is crazy. Am I nuts? We do a special every year.
I think there's a drop in quality for almost everybody that does it yearly.
Yeah, years too fast. 2 years is like the minimum.
2 years is like if you are really, really fast.
Prolific.
If you're hitting the road all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I think 3 to 4 years should be the...
But your special, how much of it was probably written in the year leading up to it?
I would say 30 to 40% of my special was probably written in the past year to 2 years.
And you think that was before. The best stuff?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. Yeah.
So then your next special
should be better. You have to build it over time, though.
I mean, yeah, fair enough.
You know. All right. So look, let's get into some of this. Every time we need to give Zach his own like fast food segment on the show because every time there's a fast food story,
that's fair.
It's true. You should just fucking. Also, he doesn't even talk. We just give him fast food to eat while we talk. What happened here? This is McDonald's. The last McDonald's in Iceland closed 10 years ago and they live streamed the meal. I guess pull this up. This is the last meal ever in Iceland.
That's what it looks like currently.
Oh,
so there's a live stream of it.
Just in a glass case. They have like the meal sitting there. This is the last thing ordered 10 years ago.
Think about how bad that must smell if you crack that glass.
But it's just sitting there. That's how it looks after 10 years.
Yeah, well, I mean,
what are the fries going to look like? You know what I mean? They're just...
I bet it smells like nothing.
Well, if
the
you
burger has got to smell bad.
If you put... Well, regular bread would have grown mold over, like...
Oh, yeah. Why is there no mold on the bread?
Yeah, it's also... It's some weird shit, dude. McDonald's... Everything that McDonald's has this... There's a flavor. There's a McDonald's flavor. Whether you're eating the burger, you're eating
more
a chicken
than that,
nugget...
Your car smells like McDonald's for, like, 3 days.
It's a very strange thing. I stopped eating McDonald's a while ago. And once in a while, it'll catch me on the road. Like, but it's literally
once in a while, I will catch Lewis on the road and remind them how good McGriddles are.
McGriddles, that's the thing that'll catch me once in a while. We'll be on the road. Mm. We'll hit the road. Now they're 24 hours a day. You're like, God damn it, dude. And you forget that they're available. They're really great.
One time, me, Lewis, and Kim were on the road, and Lewis literally goes, all right, let's look up the best diner between Boston and New York, and we're going to go to the best place we can eat. Cut to 20 minutes later, we're at a rest stop getting McDonald's.
Yeah. And that's probably the best option.
The griddles are the shit, though.
Yeah, they're unbelievable.
Yeah.
They're fucking believable.
They don't have them back in Europe.
Really?
No.
I went to a McDonald's in Ireland three weeks ago.
Yeah, how was it?
I went in there just to get like a late night little McFlurry. Here's the thing, when they give you McFlurries in Ireland,
they just call them Flurries in Ireland?
Yeah. Yeah, they dropped the
hold
racist.
Hold on. Give me a second here.
Good timing.
One.
You do not want to know what they're called in Africa.
Nicaraguan? So they give you like the portion sizes are smaller, like not American obnoxious size. Like if you order a McFlurry, they give it to you in like
human size.
It's this big. It's like three spoonfuls, which you feel like you're like, this isn't enough. But then afterwards you're like, oh, I don't feel like death. This is crazy. Mm. But it was like a very high-end McDonald's, and everybody was shit-faced and like
That makes sense.
Well, that is the nicest restaurant in Ireland,
buddy. Mm. They actually have surprisingly. I was surprised at how good the food was in Ireland.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I didn't even know you went to Ireland.
What?
I didn't even know you went to Ireland.
Yeah, I went there. And, went all around the country. Did some shows in Dublin, then saw Sal. Hung out with Sal.
Did you bomb?
No. What was crazy was I got sick as a dog, and then I did spots in Cork, which we
hold on
about.
Are dogs notoriously sick? Where does that come from?
Well, they used to spread a lot of disease, the homeless dogs,
STDs. That's how I got mine.
Got chlamydia in my throat.
That dog's a dirty whore. Yeah. Look, he gave me herpes.
The origin of the phrase sick as a dog can be found in the early 1700s when it was common to compare undesirable things to dogs. The explanation for this isn't that people didn't like dogs, it's that diseases such as the plague were often spread via animals like rats, birds, and unfortunately, our canine
friends.
It's crazy.
I guessed what that is, and I was 100% right.
Oh, fuck yeah.
But we did shows in Cork and Dublin. But Dublin was great because it was like a club that there's no microphone there. So you just have to yell, which isn't a problem for me because I'm loud anyway.
That's literally the opposite of great.
No, because it was
real high ceilings.
No, exactly.
Right?
Dude, it was
it's
amazing.
Outside?
Yeah.
No people?
It's 3 p.m.
Yeah. They weren't into
like
it.
Three different TV shows behind you.
Dude, it was awesome.
It was so much fun. There was like 120 people packed into this place. They literally had people sitting on the stage because it's so packed. And then they just, you just yell. Though I will say, the first show had 15 special needs people in it.
They were just regular people. Like,
those
you know, that's
they were,
the Irish head.
They were Irish. But they were, everybody was kind of like, oh God, how's the show going to be? And they were the best audience members. The guy, one of the guys.
Irish retards, yeah.
The guy was, one of the guys.
Hilarious, dude. He was giving them Lucky Charms and everyone laughs at them.
Yeah, he was double knee slapping. Like, I've never seen that before. Like comic book. It was really great.
Leopard
retards.
Nice.
Not bad. Yeah, that's fun.
It was great, though, man. But I lost. I was getting so sick, I lost my voice in between the first two shows. Because again, you got to scream. And then I went to a bar to try and get like some tea or something. And I ordered a tea, and the bartender just called me a pussy for 30 minutes, and then it made me like essentially his version of a hot toddy instead, which brought my voice right back. But it was fucking great. We had podcast fans come from Amsterdam and London, flew in to Dublin to come see the show.
That's not that impressive. That's like, I had a podcast fan come from Connecticut to New York.
No, they had to get on a fucking plane.
Doggy, they didn't have to. They could have taken some sort of fucking hilarious...
A camel.
Yeah.
Whatever these Europeans fucking ride.
Some camel. you know those funny camels that are out there?
Yeah, dude.
That's great. They didn't have to. You're right. That's why it makes it great.
Some sort of train.
Yeah, any form of transportation to get there, to travel any distance.
They could have driven. They didn't have to fly. What's the distance between Amsterdam and Ireland? How many hours of driving is it? Can you do that? I think you can. I think there's an ocean.
You got to get a bow.
All right. So. Okay, boating seems more inconvenient.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, dude, obviously, but I guarantee a flight from Amsterdam to Ireland is probably nothing. It's probably
Who cares about what the cost is?
15 hours and 30 minutes to drive, but you have to drive through the water. So.
You have to go to the bottom of the ocean.
It's fucking impressive, dude.
Thank you. That's what I said, too.
Also, I feel like just drive through two oceans instead of going all the way around that the way they're going. Look at this. Dude, just go through that first ocean. Then you drive through England.
There's no oceans on this page, by the way. Right? Stop just saying oceans when you mean water. All right?
Hey, can I have a glass of ocean, please?
Oh, my God.
I'm a little parched. Well.
You're a real ocean man.
So, I mean, you can diminish it, but it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's impressive. He's bigging up your fucking network here by saying your network made him have fans.
Yeah,
in Europe.
Fuck.
And you're going,
learn how to interpret the compliment in the fucking.
Why are you so self-conscious, dude? Just
I'm not self-conscious.
Dude,
I'm mad.
It's not a big deal. It's all ocean under the bridge.
Ah, shit. So all right. So the other story that you guys also gave me was that the CEO of McDonald's.
Oh, he was a naughty boy.
Was forced to step down.
He was loving it.
Ronald J. McDonald himself was forced to step down. What if it was Ronald McDonald?
He's just wiping off the makeup and has to hand in his wig. Yeah. The big
and that's how the Joker started.
What happened here? I have no idea. The CEO was having a consensual relationship with one of the employees. Now, was it like a fucking fry girl? Who was it?
It was one of the McNugget kids.
One of those special needs people that went
God,
to see
I want
fucking
McDonald's
Feeny.
McNuggets right now.
So his name is actually Steve Easterbrook, and he's been the CEO since 2015. And he separated with the company after a consensual relationship between him and just as a subordinate, though they haven't revealed who the woman is. But it said consensual relationship, the person is of age. So, but according to the McDonald's handbook, you're not allowed to have a relationship with another employee.
Yeah.
This is reading the
fucking
book
grimace.
No McTouching other employees.
Yeah, I mean, but he stepped in. He's a CEO. He's the dude. Like, I understand, like, maybe somebody below him, if they.
Yeah, like a manager.
Yeah, hooked up
like
with somebody
your KFC
else.
Manager.
Yeah, all you have to do is fucking go, like, all right, well, that's cool, I guess. I've been naughty. I'm a naughty boy.
Right.
Don't fire yourself.
Could there possibly be that much public backlash that made him forced to step down? Like, did anybody know or give a shit? Was this like an expose?
It said that the board found out, but it doesn't say how the board found out.
Rubble.
Whistleblower.
And then he just stepped down.
What happens in the ball pit stays in the ball pit normally.
Look, everyone knows, and I've been very public about this, I've been fucking smashing Shannon on and off for, how long, a year now, Shannon?
Well, I thought it was more like 6 months.
Wow.
6 months.
All right.
Oh, see, I think Zach should have to control when Lewis gets deserves of a drop, because he's just filling his bombs.
There needs to be a drop of...
Yeah. We'll wait. You got it.
What number
so
is
close.
This?
Which one? Pick it. And
all right.
Oh, there isn't a. There's no explosion. I'm here, Shannon. That's the audio of my mother dying, her passing.
Pussy farts as you die.
No, it was actual air exiting her body as she died, which happens.
Sad, man.
So yeah, do you think that a CEO should have to step down if he's banging his employee? This just isn't.
There's got to be more. So is it? Are we talking secretary? Are we talking like
secretary? It says consensual.
Regional vice manager
of age, consensual.
Yeah. I mean, I just feel like. I guess when you're in that big of a corporate world, it becomes a fucking problem. People are gunning for your job. You can't let.
He's only been the CEO since 2015, so that must mean they just goat. They fucking.
And I guarantee that he's getting some sort of like backdoor severance to like of millions to get the fuck out. He's fine.
Yeah, maybe, probably.
I guarantee. That's my personal guarantee.
You know, I mean, I just feel, is his career ruined after that? If you're a CEO and you have to step down from being a CEO, what do you do after that?
Like, you retire with the millions of dollars.
Yeah.
You just go to another company and nobody cares.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't look at it as sex as being a big deal. We put too much fucking, we fucking really make a huge deal out of it.
Unlike the French.
The French, we are very, just very passionate. I will make love to a woman whether
we got
she
10
wants,
minutes, guys. Let's get to it.
Wants to or not, I will just kiss her pussy. You want me to kiss in between your legs, Shannon? Yeah, yeah, Shannon. Shannon.
Yes.
Do you like when I do this accent?
No, I hate it.
You love it so much, yeah.
Now show 'em them teeth.
Leave it on, Shannon. I want to take a look. Keep the French music on. Ah, yes. Shannon, you need to figure out a better angle for that camera. It's just your face, which is okay.
I'm wearing a t-shirt. You can't see anything today.
But those titties are why we are there. We're trying to see them.
There's plenty of them on
the
screen.
We got Nate's big old forehead, your big old forehead. We should call it the forehead camera. Camera 5, head. I'm telling jokes now. I'm very good, yeah?
Yeah.
The accent is slipping.
I'm very good, yeah.
I am very good, yeah.
I like the titties.
Just full German.
We would like to see your titties.
That's pretty good, Feeny.
Not bad, right?
Why don't you do German the whole show?
Okay.
Go. I'll be French, you be German.
Oh, I know. When you do French, it starts taking me over.
I know, I'm very infectious.
Come on, Feeny. Do you? No?
Oh.
And then, Zach, you can do.
I'm from Liverpool.
I do like that you're Liverpool.
This was ready to go, the Liverpool.
And Colm Tarrell, you will have to do an American accent.
Oh, fuck. Hi. Hi, I'm American.
This is the perfect podcast now. We have figured out the perfect podcasting. Let's go into the next topic of conversation.
Amazing.
Shannon doesn't know what music to play. She's very confused.
Shannon is, how you say in American, a stupid bitch, yeah?
She's a real douche. What a douchebag.
Hey, I think that maybe if Shannon makes one more mistake, we will,
Rape!
Maybe, yeah.
I just say give rape a chance.
I could see this podcast being turned off very quick, yeah?
Nah, this is a very good podcast. I think the friends are liking this.
Arnold Schwarzenegger just walked in.
Wait, is the new Terminator bombing? I heard that it's bombing.
Yeah. Lost $110 million.
Pounds.
I completely forgot that we were doing the accent, yes. What happened with the new Terminator, Shannon?
Looking it up on Rotten Tomatoes right now, it has 70%.
Your pussy is a rotten tomato.
You're funnier when you're French.
the
ball was very low.
Of all the times to do the drop, that was that.
Yes, it is. 70% tomato meter. The audience score 85, so that is not that bad. Why are they saying that it is bombing?
Financial.
Because it lost a lot of money. You fucking moron.
Now you're making more sense, yeah?
You French cunt.
Why are they? Why don't they? You French cunt.
You All right, French cunt.
Why? Oh, so it's losing money.
You lost $110 million.
But people like it.
Yeah, but nobody went to go. The people that saw it liked it.
The only people that are going to see it are people that were always going to like it.
Or Terminators.
Yeah, there's nobody that went. No one's checking in. This is the first Terminator they've seen. Everybody that's going to see this is like, I've seen all of them. I'm a big fan of the franchise.
Wow.
Which is...
Neither Linda Hamilton nor James Cameron's long-awaited returns to the Terminator franchise will save Dark Fate for being a box office disaster. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't give a shit at all about that movie.
Why would you? They've made, this is what, the seventh Terminator? Yeah.
Well, it's just like at this point, who cares if they keep negating the other ones
right
by fucking up the timeline. It's like, why do I care? Because they'll just make another one and say this didn't happen.
I checked out after two. Two is the best sequel of all time.
That's yeah, two is pretty incredible.
I don't know that there's a better action movie.
You also have Eddie Furlong hair.
I loved, man, his fucking hair in the first one where it's swooped over like that when he's driving in the... Oh, that was in two, where he's in the aqueduct. Yeah, that's sick.
I feel like that's what you're going for.
I'd like to. I'm going for more Edward Furlong in American History X, you know, getting shot in the toilets.
There he is.
There it is. Wow. What a fucking...
That's what you're going for.
Feeney kind of looked like that a little bit. You're a little like actor. Eddie Furlong.
He did not age well.
What does he look like now?
He must be a junkie.
What's he been in?
He was at a table next to the trauma table at a convention, and he looks like Brian Peppers, the little like midget guy that had the famous mugshot. He looks like a little kid in a grown man body.
Oh, good. Ooh, God. Wow.
And he looks like a Gas Digital employee.
He's got a tiny little voice.
Doesn't he look like
what
and Alex?
What podcast does he produce?
Him and Alex are fucking trading drugs in the backyard right now.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit, Eddie Furlong.
Shame.
That is drugs.
He's
right
got
there.
A goiter.
That face right there, it's just like there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. This man does drugs.
He's given up. Look, t-shirts on inside out.
Yeah.
Doesn't give a fuck.
My buddy worked at a gas station in L.A., and he said Edward Furlong would come in and go to the bathroom for like 45 minutes.
With another dude?
No. And just leave like a chick in the car and then come back. And he had like a Lamborghini.
Oh, yeah.
But really? He would take, he's like, so rich?
This was like 2005. And he said he would go in, and he was definitely shooting up in this gas station bathroom.
Shit.
But he had like a gorgeous, like a hot model in the car, and like a Lamborghini.
Oh my God!
But then he was just shooting up in a fucking gas station bathroom.
Fuck.
Heroin.
Of course. $100,000. That is
that's not
good. Enough money.
I bet he still has a hot chick though, right? There's no way he doesn't.
The star of Terminator 2, Pet Sematary 2,
American History X,
American History 10. The Crow Salvation.
American History 11.
American History 12.
There we go.
Saved it. Oh, you got a joke.
Yeah, he's... no, I don't think he gets hot pussy. Maybe he does. We talked about this recently with like the Dust and Diamonds of the world. That's his chick today?
They divorced in 2015.
Oh, yeah. That ain't bad, apart, though. Dude. She's hot. Who's
that's
she?
That's great.
He looks like shit there.
Yeah, I know, but look how great she looks.
Who's that bitch?
I know who she is.
All right.
Who is that? Monica... Rachel Bella?
She's dead. Oh, no.
She's dead?
I misread.
A retarded actress.
She died at 8.
Born in 2006.
That's a shame.
Man,
I really liked him in movies.
Yeah,
in the 90s.
I think they a lot of the maybe that's why they're not famous anymore, is because they're not like genetically predisposed to looking good still. So it's like they're like, oh shit, like
you've only got so many years of looking good.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like they're like. Well, I mean, look, Brad Pitt is just like gorgeous. He's just started
Once
off at 18.
Once upon a time in Hollywood, he's
he just fucking kept coming, and he's still there. And you're like, God damn it, he
keeps looks, me coming.
Yeah, he looks better every fucking movie.
Clooney,
yeah,
But Clooney's had that sage old guy look forever. Even when he was in From Dusk Till Dawn, he still looked like an old guy trying to look young with messy hair. You
I
know?
Think I'm biased because I've been watching Roseanne again.
Okay,
and I see him in that, and I'm like, wow, he improved.
Yeah, Brad Pitt looks even better now than he did.
Yeah,
then.
He was so much more feminine in the left. Look at that. Look at his lips.
How old is he?
Why is he wearing lipstick?
17 or something.
He's definitely wearing gloss.
Yeah, this is why I'm getting better now with my old age as well. That's why the ladies have been more into me.
I'm glad we could make this about you.
It's true. Yeah, Clooney looks better now too. But that's the thing. I look better. If you looked at me when I was fucking 16 versus now, you know how much better looking I am now than I was when I was a kid? You have any clue?
Yeah.
Feeny, you too.
Oh, I look great.
No, now?
You're right. I do.
You look okay now. You're not what a woman necessarily wants. You're a little pin.
Did this on another podcast. This episode.
Pin-dicky.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look at that disaster. Although I would argue that is more sexy than you right now, for sure.
Is that you?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you dressed up as something?
Because he's bigger. His shirt is being duct taped to his tits like J-Lo for some reason. And he's got the rock eyebrow.
Yeah.
He's got better glasses on at the bridge of his nose. He looks like he'll eat plantains with you and then he'll have
still
sex.
Still got that little tash. Eventually grew up.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, there's not much difference between that and you now besides hair.
And different dumb glasses.
And different glasses.
Just constantly changing your dumb glasses.
And to be honest with you, me without hair is better. I had very nappy shit hair. Like my hair was fucking
careful.
Garbage.
Curly.
Careful.
Nappy.
Careful.
It was nappy. Okay. And, you know, maintaining my hair, even when I sort of like, when I cut it short for the first time, it's like, I just didn't know what to do with it. It was like a little farfy, just like it was a poof.
Farfy.
So I had to put like gel in it to like slick it back for some reason. It was a nightmare.
But even now, it's like, you know, you don't even have seed. You couldn't grow it out if you want. You'd get like the George Costanza bowl thing now.
Because it's not even that even, dude. It's no, yeah. It would like be patchy. It looks like my head was in like some sort of fucking explosion.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm still sexy as fuck right now.
Okay.
Cool.
Why can't you guys compliment me? I'm dropping a hint here.
I wouldn't want to lie to your face.
It's not cool, man. I need to. Shannon, can we start booking people that compliment me a little bit? The guests that we have, they
kiss
sit
your ass
there and.
Do you want your ass kicked or kissed?
I don't want it to be kissed. I just feel like, you know, a nice compliment once in a while would make me feel better.
What?
Can we send Frank to get some
compliments
McDonald's
for Lewis?
Some McDonald's for us. I'm feeling fat and insecure right now.
Maybe I would eat chicken.
Oh, we finally figured it out.
Not some chicken nuggets. Chicken nuggets aren't even for sale yet, are they? Oh yeah, it's after lunch. No, some McGriddles. Frank.
What were you looking at? Oh, is Frank here?
Yeah, I'm looking at Frank, Shannon, you fucking
Nate
stupid.
Nate just told me he wasn't here. I thought you were looking at someone else.
Nate is a stupid Aussie.
Yeah. Without cool sunglasses.
Yeah. I was going to take Nate's fucking Hawaiian shirt look as well. It looks so good on me on Halloween. And Nate literally looked at me like in my face as I was trying to walk out with a shirt. He was like, dude, I will quit right now. He was so serious. He was like, I will quit. If you take every bit of my look, I can't do it anymore.
If you were funny at all, you would have. No.
It was
would've
too much, though. Taken.
It was a lot. And also, then I'd have to go buy a bunch of other Hawaiian shirts. Hey,
and a long cigarette holder.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. All right. So what happened here? You said you have some leaked audio of me. You guys recorded me after a meeting?
Well, it's out on the internet now. I think we may as well go with it. But we have some leaked audio of you after they said Skankfest can't come back to Brooklyn Bazaar.
Right.
So we can just go straight to it, I guess.
Go ahead.
All right.
We are coming back here like a fucking 100 times. I am so mad. I am so fucking mad at these people.
Yeah.
They don't do this to fucking me. Right. We're gonna fucking ritualistically humiliate them. I am coming back here every fucking weekend if I have to. Like, this is never over.
No.
I win. They fucking lose. That's how the world fucking works. Little fucking kikes. They get ruled by people like me. Little fucking octoroons. My ancestors fucking enslaved those pieces of fucking shit. I rule the fucking world. Those pieces of shit get ruled by people like me. They look up and see a face like mine looking down at them. That's how the fucking world works. We are going to destroy this fucking town.
Okay, yeah. I stand by it.
I didn't think it was you until you.
Here's
said,
the thing.
You
it was nice
them kikes.
To be, like, yeah. Until the racial epithets came out, I was like, "This is." It sounded like
I had never heard Octoroon before.
I don't know what that is.
Octoroon is that a?
But I'm afraid to say it.
That's
now.
1/8 black.
I thought it was 8 black people. Yeah, whatever.
It's called a team.
A person who's 1/8 black by descent.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Were you joking when you knew that?
No, I swear to God.
Oh, you knew it?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Great.
Because you're an Octoroon.
Yeah. I'm a Septoroon.
All right.
So that was actually Richard Spencer. Is that what that was?
Yeah, that was him after Charlottesville. They just leaked that.
Who leaked that? Milo leaked it?
Milo leaked it, apparently.
Why did Milo leak it?
Because he hates Richard Spencer.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, everyone hates Richard Spencer.
When did he leak that? Is that like...
Like just yesterday.
Wow.
In all fairness, Milo's always leaking something.
Wow, Richard Spencer is... That's a tough one to come back from.
I mean, not for his people. they're like, all right, yeah.
Whatever. Octoroons.
But he always tries
to
hold
himself.
He was
screaming it at his people. I mean, it's not like it was...
people were laughing during
it. Screaming it at a room full of people. I just feel like...
I'm saying, like, he kind of tries to do the thing when he's in public of being like... No, I'm not saying I have any problem with black people. I'm just saying that I think we should be with our own kind and they should be with them. Like, he always tries to save face, but now it's like, but then you're like, and then this? And then he's like, well,
I like his passion.
Yeah, but it kind of broke. His voice broke like a little bitch.
Yeah,
like, that's not a leader. You need a real...
You could tell he was fighting back tears, yelling. This isn't Lewis in a cab level angry. That's what you want to see.
His voice is like, oh!
Your voice did get shredded.
That's
in that
just
cab.
Passion.
That's passion?
I can think of another great leader whose voice would crack sometimes during his wonderful speeches.
It's true.
Should I leak the audio of you in a cab, in the backseat of a cab, screaming at the cab driver?
If you had it.
What? Did you say worse things than what he just said?
No, but I said it with more passion.
Under your breath, you
I definitely think I took a video of you. I bet I have that somewhere. Should I put that out?
Sure.
I think I dropped some at an Uber. Some bad ones. The night of my bachelor party, because I got a message from Uber the next day about using language.
Really?
And it said, like, Uber does not tolerate the use of racial slurs.
Shut up, Noober.
I think that last Uber ride, I may have dropped a few.
Oh, my gosh. What's your rating?
Still pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah, my rating...
Well. Your rating can't be above a 3.
My rating's not great, but I am on my best behavior in Ubers.
Liar.
That's the opposite of what you're doing.
I am on my best behavior in Ubers, okay? And I don't want to beat a dead horse here, but I fucking, I don't fight that often. I fight probably no more often with Uber drivers than any of you.
That's wildly inaccurate.
No, what I do is I should say the same, like, ratio as you. Like, you probably fight with 1 out of every 40 Uber drivers you get in a car with or give them an attitude, whatever it is, right? Me too, but I am more successful than you. So I take Ubers regularly. I'm Ubering all
over
the fucking place.
You're saying per capita, you get into as many Uber fights as I do.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. When we get into Uber fights, mine goes with a snarky comment, passive-aggressive remark.
Stern talking to an email.
And then I stare out the window and give him a low rating and don't tip. You threaten to cut the wheel into the barricade doing 60 because he didn't slow down fast enough and your laptop fell on the ground.
I just throw a cinder block on the gas pedal.
Yeah. Oh, we both die, doggies.
Lewis, I sat next to you in an Uber for 40 minutes while you practiced Eminem's Rap God over and over again. Out loud.
That's worthy enough to get a 1-star rating forever.
I wanted to 1-star rate you as a friend.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Fucking Octoroon.
Did you learn it?
Did I hurt myself? Let's see.
No, I don't give a fuck about you.
Right! I don't give a fuck about you.
No, yeah, I learned the rap.
Did you learn the rap?
It. Yeah, oh yeah.
Fucking close out the show with that, bud.
No, no, I did it already. I did one verse.
Okay.
But I do know almost all of it.
That's not...
Yeah.
Sorry, Fiend Dog. It's pretty cool that I know how to rap Eminem's Rap God and you don't. So
I know how to rap it.
No, you don't. Do you really?
Imagine if I just hit it.
I'd be furious if you just did it. Oh, I'd be so angry.
I do know one part of it though.
What part of it?
I don't know. The part where he's super fast.
You know the super fast part?
I know the words to it.
Go.
But Fuck. I don't know if I could. I can't do it in the speed he does it, though. That's the problem.
See, you don't know it, though.
But I know the lyrics.
God, what are the lyrics?
I don't know. I don't know. I thought I knew, but something about,
I'm a human, what I get to do to get it through to you. I'm super human, innovative, I'm an ever opposite of the energy and savior.
See, yeah.
innovative,
more than ever hesitated. How to give a motherfucking feeling. And, I don't know. I give up.
Think.
Yeah. It's hard to think about rap lyrics when it's that fast and you're not just getting to go.
I'm a human. What I got to do to get it through to you. I'm super human. Innovative.
And I made a rubber.
So that anything you say is ricocheting off me and it'll glue it to you.
Never.
More than ever. Demonstrating how to give a motherfucking audience a feeling like it's levitating. Never hidden. Because I know the haters are forever waiting for
the day they fell off. They'd be celebrating.
Because I know how to get them motivated. I make elevating music. You make elevated music.
It's not.
Oh, he's too mainstream. That's what they do when they get jealous and confuse it. It's not hip hop, it's pop. Because I found a hello.
This is the show. Zach is.
Do you know any French rap?
Oh, you don't do any French accent.
Never had that then. Never has that.
I'm beginning to feel like a rock star.
Oh, God damn.
Oh, God.
This is your
karaoke. I know.
I know. Blame him.
Oh.
It's funny how far he goes with
it. I think I kind of need my lyrics.
This, and also, that part isn't for like another 4 minutes in this song.
I know this part too. God. All my people from the front to the back. No. That's a jam. Zach's going to kill himself.
Ripping down pieces of the infrastructure.
Zach's going to kill himself.
I've chosen my diet for the last 20 years based on this moment.
Yeah. Well, look at this. There is a picture attached to my Lewis attack drop, by the way, guys. So there's a way to attach pictures.
Yeah, I can't seem to get rid of it. There's something wrong with the app.
Okay, well. Figure it the fuck out, boys.
Or just, you know, be like Gas Digital and cancel it and give up. Huh? It's pretty good.
Duck.
Thank you.
Duck.
Not bad.
Did you ever fucking touch my board again?
That was pretty good.
Were you eyeballing that?
Perfect timing. If you touch my board again, oh, we fight.
I'm coming over there.
We fight.
If I don't get the drop when I think I need to, I'm in there.
Feeny has this little autistic brain. He's just learning the numbers backwards.
Yeah,
stuff.
I knew it was.
Lewis is looking straight at
it.
Lewis is looking at it and he can't remember. And Feeny has his eyes closed. Goes boom.
Yeah. I was always good at those games where it's like they show you everything real quick and then they put them on and you got to guess like 1 and 5, 6 and 8. Yeah.
Rain Man. Little Rain Man, Feeny.
Yeah.
Don't fucking touch my board again, Feeny.
It's not your board. Okay.
Yeah, it is my board.
What do you mean?
I'm bored talking to you.
So do you.
Oh, boy.
You make me bored.
You can't even find it. You can't find it. Fuck off. Also, can't wait till that whole coffee drops onto the board. So that's going to be shortly. All right.
Let's,
Some plugs.
No, not we're not doing plugs. We already did plugs. Shut the fuck up, doggy. Okay. You're not taking over my show. This is not the Irish Goodbye podcast.
Available now on Gas Digital Network. Use the code IGP to sign up.
Oh, by the way, if you guys want every episode we've ever done, use that promo code RAP for a 14-day free trial. GasDigitalNetwork.com. Thank you for reminding me.
You're welcome.
Fiend dog. We haven't actually been recording your mic this whole time. It's a new thing we do. We put out the episode without your track.
So it's just you talking to no one for half the
talking
episode.
To both these amazing comedians right here, Zach and
it's a normal, normal episode.
It's great. All right, we have some scams. Let's scam that Jew. Thank you. I do love this music.
That's fucking good tune.
I gotta tell you, the scam that I told you last time that I still do, that I did in Ireland, that you say is not a good scam, I'll fight to the death about it. It's going, so when we went to Ireland, we checked into this place, we used some credit card points, so we didn't have to pay for anything, and we told them that it was our honeymoon, and they upgraded us.
It's not that it's a bad scam, it's that it's easy.
That's what you want. An easy scam that is you don't need any proof. We got upgraded to a Parkview suite because we said it was our honeymoon. And then they sent us champagne and strawberries. You're getting a bunch of free items, a better experience.
It's just a hack scam, dude.
It's perfect.
It's a hack scam,
dude. It's perfect. You're dumb.
That's it. Yeah, fine. Fine, guys. Do you know you could eat grapes in the supermarket while you're walking around?
Grape, grape.
Fucking dirty grapist.
I like it. I like it. Oh, shit.
So fun.
Oh, shit. It's called date grape. Dates and grapes. You eat dates and grapes?
Yeah.
Around the supermarket, date grape.
My mom just did a scam too. She told me about yesterday. My mom's like the queen of like, she's like a con artist. She always like, you know, figure out.
What was her scam?
So she.
They upgrade your hotel room if your son's a faggot.
She convinced her friends to buy your album.
So she was trying to park in this parking lot near the beach, and they said that it was a Hilton parking garage, and they're like, you have to get a room key card in order to get out of here, otherwise they charge you the maximum, which is like $45 or something.
No, so she sucked some guy's dick for his room key.
Yo, your mother scammed me one time.
Blew the parking.
So the guy,
she pulled the wool over my eyes.
Whoa, what an Irish reference to pull out the wool. So she goes in and they go, do you have the key card? And she goes, no, I left it in the thing. So she,
it's him going over the bump with his mom, with Feeney's mom's head bouncing up and down.
She saved $22. She really scammed him. She blew two parking attendants. Ah, shit. Okay, Feeney.
The third civilian who just borrowed the red vest.
So they told her, she was like, oh, I left the card in the, I don't have a card, my friend's checking in. So then he was like, all right, but then you're not going to be able to get out of the thing. And she's like, whatever. So she parks it in there for hours, and then she comes back to the thing. She goes to the front desk of the Hilton and just goes, hey, this sounds crazy, but like, I parked my car in that thing, but like, I live here, so like, can I just get like a blank key card? And then the woman was like, I don't, and she was like, come on. And then she just goes, all right. And she gave my mom a blank key card. So now my mom parks there all the time and just flashes her key card, and they don't charge her anything instead of charging her.
That's a decent scam.
Not bad.
But it's got to be very specific. You got to be next to that Hilton, and you know, it's a lot, you know.
I'm saying it works at Hilton parking garages across America. They have 15,000 locations.
Yes, but you have to. Do they really have 15,000 locations? You just knew that?
You had to flick. You had to flick away.
You took my fucking soundboard, doggy. Yeah, I mean, I guess fine. If you want free parking next to a Hilton, go get a Hilton. 550 locations.
How about worldwide? Worldwide. Not bad though.
Ballpark.
Yeah.
All right, so that's not a winning scam, but we do have some other scams here. What are some ones that we saw on the news? Scams in the wild. What do we see here, Nate?
So apparently they've uncovered this like huge Airbnb scam. So what happened, or what happens, is they'll advertise like a really nice looking place that seems like a good deal. And then as the person arrives in the city, like day of, they'll call them and be like, oh, there's been a huge plumbing burst. Like a big thing has gone wrong in that
there's
apartment.
There's shit everywhere.
There's shit everywhere. You can't get into it. We're really sorry. So then the person starts panicking and is like, where am I going to stay? And they're like, oh, I have a backup place that you can stay in just while we repair the place. Hopefully we can get you in tomorrow. And the backup place, which is the only place the person has, is a complete shithole, like a disaster. And they stay there one night thinking that they're going to be able to move into the nice apartment, but they never do. And they never hear from the person again.
And because they stay there, they can't get a refund.
Exactly. And then the person reaches out to them and says, like, please, can you just give us a 5-star review and we can sort things out personally because of the algorithm. We don't want to get messed up, blah, blah, blah. And usually they play on people's sympathy, so they still get a 5-star review, hoping to resolve things personally, but they never do. And apparently it's a huge scam. Like, people have made shit, heaps of people in lots of cities have made a shitload of money doing this.
It's okay. It's a bit much.
Didn't Airbnb just ban, or they're going to ban party houses after that shooting?
Yeah.
What shooting?
It was just a shooting, like, a couple days ago at a party house.
Halloween. Yeah, it was a Halloween party. There was a shooting. A few people were shot. And so they're banning parties and houses in Airbnb.
Party houses is a slang for a particular type of human.
Yes. House parties? We're banning house parties, if you know what I mean.
Go ahead. What else? It was another scam?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so it's just a short video that I found on WorldStar of a way to turn $10 into $20.
I like it, Shannon.
Hold on one sec. This only works, I guess, if the cashier is dumb, but that's, I feel like, usually the case.
They're cashiers. Oh, no offense to any cashiers that are out there, but you're fucking, you know, bottom of the line people.
Excuse me, man.
Oh, dude.
Can I get a $10 bill, please?
Yeah.
I got 10 ones. Here you go. Thank you.
All right.
I didn't
know. Nine here, dude.
There's 10. You know what? Wait, wait. Let me get a 20.
All
right. You give him the 10.
Thank you, sir.
All right,
thank you a lot.
Yeah,
you.
Oh, I get it. See, he gave him 10. He gave him the 10 back. Oh, that was actually a great scam. I knew this scam.
That was good. That was a sleight of hand.
This isn't. No, it's not a sleight of hand. It's an old school scam. No. I had an uncle who taught me this scam a while ago. This is a fucking good scam. This is a fucking classic scam on a cashier that you can pull. So what happens is,
say how you know it's going to work because no one in here caught it.
I caught it.
No, I completely forgot about the scam.
He only had $10.
I can tell, and he gave him his 10. Yeah, okay.
He gave him the 10 back, so he got 20.
He gave him
total.
9. He was like, oh, there's only 9. I'm like, oh, shit, here. Here's the other dollar. I'm like, actually, you know what? Let me get a 20. And he gave him the 10 back, but the 10 that he had given him was his 10 initially. That's fucking great. Go pull it off right now.
But then you can't go back to that place.
No, you do it when you're...
Yeah, you can, because all it's going to do is the end of the night, they're going to be $10 short. They're probably going to be $15 short, to be honest with you, because there's other money lost. They have no idea where that 10 went.
Yeah, it happened to me before when I was working in a pub and was for 50. Your man gave me $50. And then I ended up giving him the thing, and I realized something was fucked up about it, though.
So you got scammed.
I got scammed.
It was 50
with that
for 100? Is that what it was?
Yeah. And then, because I didn't, there was something with the guy, though, as well, because I didn't like him, but the bar was fucking packed. And then I saw that, he said, like, oh, actually, give me a $100 bill. And then I said, I knew there was something weird, and I said, we don't have it, we've only got 20. So he's like, yeah, that'll do. And I was like, and I handed him the 20s going, something's happened. I knew something had happened while I handed it to him. And then he walked out, and I went, it was like all day. I was like, something weird.
You got to get a young person, because here's the thing. I think that scam, it's a classic. Yeah, and I think people that anybody has been a cashier for long enough, like
shoot
any dude
right
at a deli that owns a deli has fucking, that's been done to them before.
That's not going
to
work out at Indian.
You got to go to like a fucking, you got to get like a young.
Indian guy's not going to give you change to start with.
Yeah. You'll get down.
Buy something.
Get down to buy something or live.
You're going to live right now.
What do you think? This Bank of America?
That's a solid scam right there. I like that. If if somebody had sent that in, they might be up for the t-shirt.
Filming
right
that is a super, I mean, if you're the cashier and you're not fucking thinking something's up when he's filming you doing this.
He mics him up before.
And also, even when he first gets the change, he stands there for so long waiting for the guy to go, this is 9.
Yeah.
I feel like they organized the film.
Oh, that was fake.
I don't think that.
You don't think that was real?
No, it was pretty... Right?
Maybe.
That wasn't legit.
Maybe it was set up.
I think it was set up just to show you the scam.
Yeah, regardless. Good scam.
But it does work.
Solid scam. Would
work.
Worked
on these.
I think we should try it. Frank.
Have him go try it at the deli.
Frank, go do it at Sonny and Annie's.
Go do it at McDonald's.
Go do it at McDonald's.
McDonald's
and then
is a great way to
use that money.
Yeah.
No, because I don't know if McDonald's would just give you... I guess they would. And McDonald's employees...
If you bought the McGriddles and you're like, oh, while you have the register open, can I just get changed for this?
Yeah, can I get a 10? For 10 singles, and they want the 10 singles every time.
Well, but do you know what they skipped there was, because the guy said to me, he goes to me first, he goes, have you got any 50s before? Because if he had just handed the money and I counted it, and then I'd say, that's not enough. And then you get the full money, and then you go over to the till, because the till was behind me. So what he did to
What's
me was till? He goes,
he's doing some weird fucking like Irish thing. They hide it in like a potato bucket or something.
No, shut up, you fucking bald cunt. All right?
Whoa.
Listen. The thing is, you got to make sure that they get the money. So you go, do you have any $50 notes? So they'll go check the till.
The way he just did it was perfect. You don't need to do anything he's saying about a till and the notes and a fucking, you got to go behind you and pull a pulley and a fucking,
you hit him with the shillelagh right in his back of his knee and then
answer his questions 3.
You got to fucking sing him a limerick. Shut the fuck up, dude. We just it was perfect, okay?
That was pretty good.
It wasn't.
It was a goddamn perfect.
But what?
You blow your sister's ashes in his face.
Doggy, that was a perfect, damn near perfect scam.
No.
Do not listen to his fucking Irish
if
version.
If he handed the $9, right?
What there was no problem with it. We just
That's
watched
because the guy didn't count it first. He should have counted it before he went to the fucking till.
No, it's the cash, till is not behind him. In America, it's a cash register. It's not
fucking
a fucking
cash register.
Till, a drop till on the fucking floor.
Wait, why don't you think it would work?
Because he didn't count it until he was putting it in the cash register. He had already handed him.
He knows.
Hey, but you want him to realize that it's only nine. That's how the whole thing works. Because it's the distraction. That's what we call only the prestige.
Yes, but after he gave him the 10. You need him to realize after he's given you the 10. Not before he's given you the 10.
Does anybody agree with Colin right now? Should we still argue this?
The smart one.
I understand what he's saying now, because if the guy doesn't give you the 10 until he counts the 9, and he goes 1, 2, 3, this is only, and you know what I mean? And he's still holding the 10.
Okay, you go to the next deli.
I know, but I'm just...
Yeah, then you made a buck.
That's what I'm explaining.
No, because then they'll go, this is only... Nice. I understand what you're saying, but that's not how it worked in this video. Because if you gave me $9 and before I gave you the 10, I go, this is only 9, then you give me one more, then I go, okay, you can't just be like, actually give me a 20 and count it towards that.
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
You just try to do it and fuck it up and you get shot.
Yeah, it's all dependent upon where the till is. So, yeah, this is a lot of risk for $10.
By the way, can you imagine us having to watch a news story and then they're like, the man was trying to pull off a trick he saw on Scam That Jew on the Real Ass Podcast before he was shot 9 times.
That wouldn't even be the most sensational story to come out.
Send me some. Tell us some of the scams that were sent in by fans, because I want to give away a t-shirt today.
Okay. So the first one, I'm going to go by their email, Mean Keen. Hey, doggy, I discovered the scam on accident. I was driving through the Southwest U.S. going to San Diego for vacation and stopped at a roadside gas station that also had an Indian casino inside. They had signs advertising their players club where they give you $20 to gamble with. So I signed up and went to play slots with my free $20. The first machine I sat at did max bet, $1.35 per spin. Took almost all my free money. My last chance, I got the free spins and ended up winning $400. I cashed out and got back in my car and started driving. I came across another shitty little gas station casino later on, repeated the same thing, and got $120. Long story less long, I kept up signing up for playing cards at each Indian casino I came across and ended up paying for my trip and a little extra cash using this free money. Not every casino paid out, but most of them had
this
me walking out.
That's not a scam,
out.
Shannon.
It's just a luck.
This man winning at gambling?
Yeah. That's what you got to do. You got to go find a poker table.
And then you got to win.
You got to win.
Sign up for the World Series of Poker. Win the World Series of Poker. It's a hell of a scam.
Free,
you'll get
free
so much
$8 million. That's terrible, Shannon.
I mean, it's a terrible scam. Fun.
Yeah.
I agree. That's why I haven't done this.
You win a guaranteed $25,000. Go to a horse race. Pick the winning horse.
Bet on the horse with the biggest dick.
Done. Terrible scam. That's not a winner. That guy should kill himself. Next scam, Shannon.
Hold on 1 second.
What'd she say?
I said 1 second. Sorry, I lost it.
Gosh.
I'm in the wrong folder. Hold on. Okay, got it. Okay, this is from Christopher.
Stupid bitches.
Are you ready?
Just a fucking walking second tits.
Let me know when you're ready.
What was that, Louis? What?
But I would give it to her.
Oh, yeah. Your mic's on.
Oh, sorry. What? I was talking to Zach.
Go ahead, sweetheart.
Oh, are you ready? Yeah? Okay. So this is from Christopher.
Is there a Shannon attack? That cup is fucking
your ex-boyfriend.
Stuck on the mic, dude.
Hold on, that was pretty good.
Oh, what are you looking at me for? You hit the drop. Yay, Zach.
Right. Don't touch anything.
You're an idiot. It's underneath it.
Faggots. Faggots!
Is that what you say whenever Colin walks into a room?
Faggots!
Call me?
Faggots! Faggots!
Reflexes of a cat.
Faggot! Don't touch my board. Shannon, what were you saying?
So this is from Christopher. Hey, doggy, Christopher Romero. Me and my wife have found a way to come up with more tickets for free at Chuck E. Cheese. First, so as you're there checking it out, notice some machines will say error or call employee. It just means the tickets in the machine ran out or got stuck. Second, get the employee that's working the game floor and tell him or her to fix it, and also mention that the machine owes you tickets. Depending on the last person using the machine, it will print out the amount of tickets that the machine owes. If the machine doesn't have the last player's memory, they will say it's not printing tickets, blah, blah, blah. Just say it was 60 or 90 tickets. So you don't have to deal with it, whatever. It's a really long email. I saw a kid win a jackpot and then just left realizing the machine took its money and didn't say anything and just walked away. Quickly got the employee, told him my machine said error. He came to fix it and I got 900 tickets. So they did this. They got 4,000 tickets in one day. It's legit. We've done it multiple times. You have to be avenged, my real ass friend.
4,000 tickets is 4,000. I'm sorry. It is 2,000 pennies, right? What is that? It's a half a penny per ticket. How much is that? Is that $20? It's 2,000 pennies? Yeah.
You're going to get like a pocket comb and a couch.
It's a nightmare. That's just
Like 40,000 tickets to get anything.
You need to just go and bring your kid to Chuck E. Cheese, have him play the games. That's fun. I give my tickets literally as we leave, me and my son, we pick a less privileged
looking kid,
and we give them, we gift our tickets to them. Like, here's
to a poor Nicaraguan child.
Yeah. Take all of these, this garbage here, take this garbage. And then I bring my boy out and we buy him a real toy at a real place.
Yeah. That was a sad scam. Why did he say you have to go with your wife? Who's doing that?
Him and his wife. Him and his wife. Great way to get
him and his wife go fucking do one over.
How about just get good at skee ball?
Yeah, dude. That's not good. I mean, look, you want your kid to fucking win the tickets anyway, and the toys all suck at Chuck E. Cheese anyway.
They're awful.
Terrible. One of the worst toys ever.
It's gonna be like one of those little frogs that when you press the butt, it hops.
Yeah. Do you remember that time we went to Dave and Buster's and you won that fucking like air rifle thing?
It was a crossbow. I used it for my Halloween costume this year.
That thing was sick.
That crossbow was fucking dope. It was really, it really hurts.
Yeah, you shot me many times. I asked you while driving, and I asked you to stop. And
from the passenger,
go big. Yes, it was. No, I 100%.
He's not sitting in the back.
No.
No way. Just stick a fucking crossbow dart to his face.
Yeah, and then throws a cinder block on the gas pedal.
Yeah, it's great. All right, Shannon, give me the next scam.
Okay, this is from CD7 from the chat. Sup, bitch boy.
What up, baby boy, bitch boy?
I think it's a girl. Isn't CD7 a girl? Oh, no. I think I met him actually at Skankfest. This is for you if you need to make a last-minute flight change and don't want to pay the ridiculous fee. Before you go talk to the dumb bitch at the counter, look up the obituary for the town you're going to and pick someone who has a funeral coming up and say you needed to change your flight because you just found out a close relative died. Make sure you memorize the name of the dead person, location, and the date of the funeral in case they prod you for information. It will take a little bit of acting and confidence, but it works. Thanks for
There's like a clause. What do they call it?
Bereavement clause?
Something like that. Yeah, if you lose a relative, they let you like
Santa's.
I thought you needed the death certificate.
I heard they got rid of that.
No, you don't need the death certificate, do you?
That's what I saw on like a JetBlue. One of those, you still need a death certificate. They're pretty intense.
I think afterwards you're supposed to provide the death certificate.
Yeah, I think, and then you get the refund.
Yeah,
so they may let you change it, but you're not getting that money back.
Yeah, but some people
just go to some
money
random
to
person's funeral. Like, I'm in a bit of a pickle.
Yeah, you don't happen to have paperwork.
If I could get a cut, I'm like, you keep the original.
Yeah,
I'm sure you can easily get that. I can have Bobby Hutch make me a death certificate in a heartbeat, and I don't even think it's really
Bobby
against
Hutch
the law.
Does great work
for me to. I mean, is it like a huge crime for me to fake a death of a relative?
Super, super illegal. Yeah,
100%.
One of the bigger felonies you've committed.
After a customer service agent investigated her request, she received an email from the refunds department informing her that she would need to submit a copy of the original death certificate, support a refund or not. Yeah, okay, so look, pull up a death certificate right now.
And you're also getting fees hit.
But then you
pull up a living relative of Lewis.
Oh, you just pull up a death certificate.
But if you show up and you're going to like Cancun and you're wearing shorts and like Hawaiian thing and you're drunk going, yeah, I'm going to the funeral.
Yeah.
That said, if somebody is going to be able to do it, it's going to be Bobby Hutch.
Look, all you got to do is pull this up and then change the information.
I mean, this is the first death certificate ever written. I mean, look at it. Was this 1959? Yeah, I think it's been updated. Oh, 41. It's been updated probably a bit. But that's
it was,
awesome.
It was
you
Lou,
get an actual
It was actually
typewriter.
Lou Gehrig's death certificate. That's what it was.
That's
it
was what I was?
Louis Henry Gehrig. Yeah. That's not that hard. You can really, if you're good at Photoshop, you can even the process of getting... getting an apartment, right? So you're not gonna be able to fix your credit, but you can fake all the documents pretty fucking easily. You don't need to, and I don't know how much trouble. I mean, they'd have to really try to fucking prosecute you on that.
There's a watermark and a barcode on the new one.
Shannon, wow. Let me explain to you something, you fucking stupid idiot. Don't ever contradict
me. What?
First of all, it's called an ocean mark.
Oh, sorry.
Never forgets.
Zach.
Pew.
The watermark doesn't matter. Okay.
Well, it does.
The barcode, I bet you, I'll bet you anything in the world. I'll bet you $1 billion that JetBlue, their fucking barcode scanners, doesn't give them information about fucking people's deaths.
Of course not.
When they scan the barcode of the death certificate.
Yeah.
I would agree. So you're going to bet anything?
How about this? This is what you could book. Here's what you could bet. You book a flight on your credit card and then try to cancel it with a Bobby Hutch doctor.
I'll do a bereavement.
And then if you lose, you just lose all the money for the flight.
Okay, cool. Go to prison for 9 years.
This is the last cut to Lewis gets out. He's just fucking yoked.
Doggy. I think that you can fake that pretty easily.
One more scam.
Go ahead.
This is from Florida Man. All right, doggies, you need to lose your soul for this one. Step one.
Done.
Step one, volunteer at a hospital or a place where you will befriend the terminally ill.
I can already tell he's getting a t-shirt. What's up, doggies? Already tell.
Hey, awesome. I'm also bald.
Awesome. Awesome. I got no problem with the scam so far.
Step two, befriend a cool person with a soon approaching expiration date.
Okay.
Step three, convince them to open a line of credit in their name.
Okay.
Step four, include him in your cool purchases to thank him for allowing you to do this.
Right.
Step five, when he dies, there will be no one to collect the debt from. Maybe the family, but chances are they will be able to get out of paying it. No one will suspect you.
That's a lot of work.
That's insane.
That's an insane amount of work
the
to be
payoff
like.
Payoff could be pretty good.
Imagine, like, at what point in your friendship can you just be like, hey, you want to open a credit card together? Like, how do you broach that?
The person knows that, though. They know what they're doing, right? The idea is...
I think the two... You're either going to get somebody who's in on it and is basically like...
Yeah, hey, dude, you're dying. Open a line of credit. Like, fuck it. Who cares, right?
Or they're senile and you're like, sign this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also super illegal. That's like fraud and... identity theft. That's like a bunch of crimes.
Well, didn't Stanhope talk about it? That they ordered a bunch of shit from the Airplane magazine like the day after his mom died?
Right.
In his mom's name?
Yeah.
That's what my mom did with her mom. She like took all of her credit cards and just jacked them all out after she died.
Yeah, you should.
I really wish I was an adult when my grandma died, because my grandma Jane died. Her entire apartment was just full of painkillers. Like, I'm talking about thousands of jars of painkillers. It's what killed my mother. My grandma Jane... excuse me.
Getting choked up?
I'm just like,
I miss her so much.
Big Pharma causes so much pain.
So many free drugs.
Grandma Jane.
My mother's a greedy bitch. I could have sold them on the corner.
But no, what happened was my mom hadn't done drugs in years. My mom, when she got clean, she got clean. And then when her mother died, when I was like a teenager, she went and cleaned out her apartment. And there was just tons and tons of painkillers. And I didn't even understand... I didn't even believe painkillers really worked up until like I got addicted to Oxycontin, and then
you did.
When was that?
Great.
I really didn't think like painkillers worked when I was a kid. I never like even when I was like a teenager, when I was like 19, 20, and I started like experimenting with drugs, and I would take a painkiller or like a muscle relaxer. It didn't really do anything. Like it never. I don't, for some reason, maybe I just took some shitty ones when I was a kid, but so it didn't really connect with me. But now that I'm a little older and more wise and understand how the world works. I think
you got to chase it with a brewski and sleep through your
Shuck
flight.
On a bear.
Yeah, fucking.
Now that I know to crush them up and snort them.
Yes.
And chase them with a shot of Jack Daniels.
There are better ways to get them into your body. That's the point. And but that's what, and then my mom got addicted to painkillers again, then started using heroin again. And then.
Super sad.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
Fuck yeah.
I'm cool with it, though, man. It doesn't even bother me anymore.
Hmm?
Huh? She wrote me all these letters that I lost. I never had the heart to read them because it was like too hard to read them. But then I was also too much of a shithead to hold on to letters for 2 decades. So there's just some letters somewhere.
Where are they?
Out in the world. They're like, gone forever. They're gone forever.
All like it was like to my son Lewis. Like it's like her final.
No, they were too hard to read. To my
there's a pictures,
son.
There are photos. Is it pen marks just kind of go off to the side?
Yeah, no. There's like I literally couldn't. I didn't have the heart to read them. I put it in my safe. I had a safe for a while.
Yeah,
and
lost it.
Yeah,
you lost the safe.
I don't know if I lost the combination for the safe. And I was like, I have no idea what's in the safe. Somebody has a safe. I sold the safe to a guy.
You sold the safe with the contents
and
of
I had
your,
no combination
with his mother's your, love inside.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The contents of closure and oh my god, that's the saddest thing I've ever heard. Yeah.
I owe you one soul, yeah, Louis yeah. J. Gomez. Yeah,
Millhouse.
Well, here's this fucked up. Why would this guy buy this safe with no combination?
How much did you sell it for?
That's like $50.
Oh, man.
I hope he uses it for target practice. He just shoots at your mother's
But
mom.
I don't know. I don't think my mom's letters were in the safe. I don't think so.
Who's the guy that you sold this to?
Yeah.
You don't just on the corner? You just met a guy?
How did I sell
this? Just at a dive bar?
If I
you
bought
buy a safe?
Oh, I had a yard or a stoop sale when I was moving to L.A. from New York. And we were trying to get rid of a bunch of stuff because it was like we had to ship it by weight. So there was this safe that I didn't have a combination for that was really fucking, it was like the weight of a fucking like entertainment center. I was like, this is just going. So I said best offer for this. And it was like a really nice, like expensive safe. And I was like, I don't know the code.
Dude,
was like,
can you imagine? That's like the original like storage wars. You walk up to a guy who's got a really nice safe and doesn't know the combination for $50. I'll take that bet and spend the rest of my life trying to get into that
deal
safe.
Or no deal.
Yeah, only to open it and find Lewis's love.
Just complete closure. The key to my psychosis is inside of that safe.
Lewis, there's no reason to be angry all the time.
Yeah.
Because
just
dot dot dot.
Yeah.
Ah shit. Whatever, dude.
Whatever. Everybody
she hurt me.
Your father's still alive.
Yeah.
You can find him at this address.
He loves you.
He lives. Yeah, what was that last game again, Shannon? I don't know if he won either. It wasn't good.
It was old
no,
people.
It was go fucking...
Oh, yeah. No, we can't.
Go
no.
befriend some dying.
But that other... That first one was just like... It wasn't submitted, right? That was just like...
I submitted that, so maybe I get the shirt.
What was your...
Whoa!
The $10 into $20.
Shannon, that wasn't your scam, though. That was a Worldstar video.
It doesn't matter. Shannon can get the fucking...
That's fair.
Yay. Shannon gets a t-shirt, okay? But we gotta give her our own special one where the nipples are cut out, like Clockwork Orange. We're cool with that.
You gotta hand in the one you're wearing. First.
Yeah. Shit. So what we let's do a little update on Wolf Vicky and Bad Baby, right? They had that fist fight the other day.
Yeah.
Which by the way, if you guys are watching this on YouTube, I know a lot of people watch on YouTube. We can't get copyright strikes, so we put just like a still shot on the YouTube show. So when we watch these, if you guys want the uncensored video versions of these shows, subscribe at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. RGP. Stop. Use the promo code RAP. RAP. And get a 14-day free trial. And you can watch the videos along with us. Otherwise, you have to kind of find these videos. You know what you can start doing, Shannon and Nate? Start putting the links to the videos in the description so at least people can link those, get those videos. Okay? Is that crazy? No.
Right?
It's beautiful. So even for the non-subscribers, I look out for you motherfuckers too. Go subscribe to our YouTube channel as well. A lot of new content coming out there. And
can I guess the update? Is this Bad Baby showing that she had no bruises? She did like a live stream.
Oh, did she?
And she was like, she didn't even touch me. Dude, she's in pajama pants.
Stop, Zach. She's a child.
Pajama pants.
She's a child.
She brings them down over her hip and lifts her shirt up to show that there's no bruises on her hips.
I
want to make sure she's okay. So, maybe we should call it up to make sure she's okay.
It's just a wellness check.
Do you know the Catch Me Outside chick?
Yeah.
That's what they're talking about.
Oh, her?
Yeah. Bad Baby, yeah.
That's her name, Bad Baby?
That's her rapper name. She's a rapper now.
Oh, that's a shame.
No, she's great, dude.
From the babies.
Catch Me Outside, bitch.
Yeah, she's no fucking joke, dude. So here, let's see. Do you have that video?
How old is she?
Wait, we're trying to find the part. It's a long video.
She's 16 and a half.
Tick, tick, tick,
did
tick,
you just say 18? 18?
That's what the Watchmen's about.
You need a Bad Baby countdown timer on this.
Yeah. Now, I'm not attracted to Bad Baby, but future me.
That's her now?
Yeah, dude.
She's got tattoos.
Girl, we know dudes.
Where'd she get this? When did she get the tattoos?
When she was a bad toddler?
She also looks less... She looked like super white before.
Yeah, now she's all Hispanic looking. Go ahead, what happened?
Get out your car. Fight me one-on-one, nobody else but us. Then I want to see whose ass you beating. Because if I was able to run up on you like I wanted to, I would have got you to the floor to start.
Oh, shit.
The fuck? Y'all hoes act like y'all don't know about me. Why when I ran up on you the first time you was running around like that? Y'all had people, you had people holding me.
There's 44,000 people watching this.
44,000 pedophiles watching this.
I'm sure they all love her music. 44,000 fans.
Are you a pedophile? Because, all right, she looks like a fucking 20-year-old woman with tattoos. That's not a pedophile. If I'm a pedophile, I want a girl that looks like a child. There's just a child that looks like a woman. Come on, baby boy.
I know.
She's got tattoos. It doesn't. That should be it. Your Honor, she had tattoos. Clink, ding, ding. That's it, man. What do you want me to tell you?
Yeah, come on. Come on. That's my defense. Yeah.
Huh?
Sure, it was a temporary tattoo of Tweety Bird from Six Flags.
All right, so what happened? Woe Vicky, they got into a fight. We watched it on the last show.
Where is she showing her?
Woe Vicky released now a diss track on Bad Baby. This is all new, yes. Shannon.
Yep.
I'm loving it.
Today. Here's the track. Hey, fuck Bad Baby, fuck good baby, fuck all the babies there is.
That's what I'm saying.
Just fuck babies.
Yeah, fuck all the babies there is. First time, fuck you, bitch, you a chick, you lame. You the type to say your mama out.
Oh no.
Oh, she's doing it to hit him up.
Oh, she's doing it to hit him up. Oh, it's stopping. This is bad.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't terrible.
It was terrible.
What?
Well, you shouldn't have done it to hit him up. Hit him up's just the best fucking beef track song ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bad. Those are the lyrics.
First off,
fuck your bitch and the click you claim. That fucking shit. During my fight in Vegas, we were just blaring that in the green room, just over and over again. Shannon, is that when you became attracted to me?
Yeah.
Was a fight in Vegas, right?
Yep.
That was the moment where you were like, I need to fucking suck fuck that guy right there.
Mm-hmm.
I know. That was terrible. Woe Vicky. Yeah.
Can I ask a dumb question? Does Woe Vicky talk like that because she's got like a grill in her mouth or something? Or does she have a speech impediment?
Her teeth are huge. I think it's because her teeth are huge.
She's just fucking retarded. The whole thing is retarded. I don't know if we can keep on covering the Bad Baby Woe Vicky beef. I mean, I guess if there's any more movement in the story, we can. But it's bad.
Well, you know she's going to release a diss track back.
Maybe.
And it's going to be almost worse.
Yeah. Mm. Good for them.
This is a good way to bring the podcast to a screeching halt.
It was
halt,
weird.
Huh?
Yeah, it's a weird way to fucking.
But we all have boners right now.
<That's true. laughs> We're all just trying to get the blood rush back to our heads.
Yeah, I'm lightheaded.
Yeah. Last thing we'll talk about real quick. I guess Delta has decided to put all same-sex kissing and sex scenes, or not sex scenes, but like interaction, sexual interaction back into the movies. On Delta flights. I guess they had edited them out.
Someone's just watching Brokeback Mountain going, what is going on? I do not understand.
They went in the tent, they came out of the tent, and they're fine.
They seem like just friends. This is...
I mean, yeah.
So it happened after Olivia Wilde's movie Booksmart. When they were looking through it, they took out any like same-sex kissing scenes or anything like that. And she was tweeting about it a whole bunch. So Delta is now showing love for same-sex romance by restoring steamy scenes the company had previously edited out.
Hmm.
It is fun to watch when somebody's watching like a sex scene on a movie that's on it, like attached to it. They can't even like kind of hide it. You know what I mean? It's just you're sitting next to them. You look over. There's just tits bouncing. You're like, all right, Delta.
Just backdoor sluts nine. This is on Delta. Yeah. He's just sitting there.
Yeah, that's a little weird. They don't really have too much steamy, you know, stuff.
Yeah,
in,
usually
in
isn't it
anyway.
Like Avengers?
For the
most
part.
And then like a Curb Your Enthusiasm episode?
They've had some stuff, but usually they'll edit it out. I mean, it's fine. You know, what are you going to do?
Rocket Man is just a movie about a boy who loves the piano.
It's, you know, the whole, it just feels like it's a movie made for gay people then. If it's like... I don't know. Is it ever going to be mainstream? Is there ever going to be just like a Rocky movie where the bad guy is also gay and he just fucking?
Aren't they making the girl in Frozen 3 have a girlfriend?
Frozen 3 or Frozen 2,
whatever. I think
yeah,
they're making
dumb dick Zach not having a kid, not knowing about shit.
I think I read something.
About to come out.
I think the plan is to have her be.
Do you want to lick my beaver?
Well, they are in.
Hope your tongue doesn't get stuck.
the in the Beauty and the Beast movie, right? They actually made him gay officially.
Yeah, Gaston.
Gaston. What?
No, LeFou.
LeFou.
Oh yeah,
which LeFou. Is a great name for a gay guy. Fucking LeFou.
LeFou. Who's LeFou?
It was the guy who was obviously gay.
The guy that wanted dildo? To fuck Gaston.
Yeah. It was an anal bead that talked.
Who would like, yeah, he like admired Gaston in the cartoon. He was just like, he was, thought he was the bravest and coolest.
Yeah.
But in the movie, he wanted to suck fuck Gaston. Yeah, there he is. Let's see. The nice exclusively gay movement moment.
That's not going to play. But it was that character. It's not playing.
See. It's called Divine Intervention. Sorry. God doesn't want us to watch it.
Oh, there it goes.
Is that Hermione?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Hermione. Fucking growing up, bitch.
Never
mind. All right, why not, Shannon? Thanks.
Great.
Really ended this one.
If, if we can only make this podcast an hour, I think that's really where the heat was, you know?
Now I'm going to go an extra 20 minutes because you're a piece of shit.
What do you mean?
I was about to wrap it up.
You just said, Shannon, wow, what a boring way to end a podcast.
I thought it wasn't bad. We could do like a bit where we recreate classic Disney movies, but they're gay, and we could all do a character.
Yeah.
You could bring
a French character?
Maybe German.
May I suck your dick? Be our guest. Be our guest.
Now you're just doing the actual character.
Put our service to his test.
I'm the dyke.
Hey, you know, my asshole is very loose.
All right, man. Oui. I'm a faggot now.
Which one was that?
Jamaican-ish.
Yeah.
Jamaican-ish.
Under my balls, under my balls. Yeah, under my balls, under my balls.
Just go and lick it. That's where you can stick it. Under my balls. Right. That's it.
They are so sweaty, but they're big like Eddie's.
Ah, come on.
What?
Dude, let me see. Bambi.
I don't know a song from Bambi.
Isn't it just him crying about his mom?
Yeah.
I wonder if he had a safe with a letter in it.
But what if, all right, but how about Bambi's gay and his mom killed herself because he's gay and he came out instead of getting hunted by
Hunter? What if his mom overdosed?
His mom overdosed on heroin.
Yeah, if she left all these dear letters.
Mother! Mother!
Starts licking her face. Yeah.
All right. Don't worry, Lewis, we'll do a podcast.
All right, goodbye. We're done. Wrap it up. Thank you guys for listening. Real Ass Podcast. Gonna have a great week of shows. Oh, look at that. That's fun. Yeah, guys, we'll be back on Wednesday. Who do we got? We got Tim Dillon and Jim Florentine. It'd be a good one. Make sure you guys follow everyone on social media.
Buy my album.
And buy Feeney's album coming out tomorrow, guys. Mike Feeney, one of the funniest comics out there. Come on, baby boys. We will check you guys next time on the Real Ass Podcast. Peace.
That's all, folks.